It's Tuesday, the 2nd of August, Augustus. 8 a.m, it's overcast. Totally overcast. Which made the house really dark this morning, getting up at 7. It's a combination of overcastity and greenery this time of year. Everything's in full leaf. That itself shades the house on certain aspects. But being overcast, I had the darn sight more shade. Standing on the back doorstep, I just noticed, as I looked to my left, which is east, to the apple tree, which is no longer in flower, obviously. It's not flowering a long while ago. But a beautiful clematis, can't remember its name, planted to grow up through that tree about 3 years ago. I noticed that the beautiful big pink flowers are out. It's as if the apple tree has got the wrong flowers. Not so many flowers as the apple tree, but it's found its way up there. A few flowers last year, but this year it looks like it's going to be a whole load. Oh, it's going to be lovely. You miss these things, you know. You can look one day, or you can look for days and days and never see anything, and suddenly something different catches your eye. As the sky begins to get brighter, is the sun going to penetrate? Strangely, very strangely, the clouds, because I can see them now, there's a break, are moving northwesterly. A southeasterly wind. Very strange. Mind you, there's somewhere where it has been very strange. Wind coming from all directions. Morning, Mrs. Blackbird. She looks a pure wee scunner this morning. Probably going through the molt. And apart from all that, having to feed four big fat chicks. I'm not sure if she's feeding any yet. I think they'll all be gone now. I don't hear any squeaking, chirping, calling. She does look bedraggled. Isn't that a wonderful word, bedraggled? So, you really want it to apply it yourself. So, I had decent sleep last night, probably because I was so tired. I had to get up 3 times during the night. 2 o'clock. Well, no, sorry, 4 o'clock. I needed to go at 6 again, but I waited till 6:30. So tired that even at 6:30, when I got back into bed, I went back to sleep again. I'm so tired. It's killing my sleep, you know. One break is bad enough, but 3, dear Lord. No wonder I feel so tired during the day. And I'm not whinging, I'm just stating the fact. Oh, for a sleep with no breaks. Just sleep breaks. Even if it was just 6 or 7 hours, just... Yes. Anyway. Apart from that, I'm feeling okay. I try to stay positive when there's things coming into my head and that I need to do. Don't particularly want to do, but there you go. No, nothing serious, I've got them done. It's nothing to do with the house, it's outside the house. Again, demands. Can't be bothered. Oh, there's one task I'm not looking forward to, and I was praying that they wouldn't go ahead with it, and they have, and I'm not looking forward to it. Oh, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there physically, I don't want to go there at the moment mentally. So yesterday was a pretty good day yesterday. I got out on the bike twice. morning ride and a good afternoon ride up the hills, which was a bit tough, but I got there. Yeah. What made it even maybe a bit tougher was that at one point I'd ridden over a very rough patchy road up the hills and down a big dip and up a big steep rise and over the crest, and as I reached down for a water bottle, I noticed that my bicycle pump was missing out of its clips. Yeah. Yeah. Which meant I had to turn around and go all the way back searching for it. I eventually found it. I think it's broken. Probably a car ran over it. Anyway, cost me a new pump. But it was good to be out, and then late afternoon I came out to continue with the shed. I got the four corner posts up and one side. I'm getting there a bit at a time. Stays dry, I'll get more done today. Looking forward to it being completed. It's going to be quite nice actually. A green finish. Nice green finish. Tones in with the garden. Yes. Oh, beautiful fresh air. Fill the lungs. I hope it brightens up and doesn't turn to rain today. Dry's good, sun's a bonus. Not a lot else to ponder on this morning. I think the sun's actually going. Oh yeah, there's a great big patchy blue sky right above my head at the moment. Oh, this looks good. This looks good. Maybe my friend Adrian Wicks turning on the big fan down there in Shelly Oak, Birmingham. Blasting up some good weather for the day. There's the sun out now. Oh, yes. Yes. Come on. What's that song? Make me happy. I think something to do with Judgment Day. That's the song I'm thinking about. Oh my, not yet, God. Not yet, please.